Previously on Algoa FM.
So good to be with you. My name is Damien Schmidt. I'm with you until 7 p.m. this evening. Earlier on, we were talking about the Stormers playing in PE, and I'm going to catch up with Salman Murat, the Stormers captain.
The DHL Stormers are coming to Gqeberha for a huge championship clash against Stadrush Lae, all happening at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium this Saturday, 13 December at 3 p.m. For our interview today, we're joined by one of the DHL Stormers players, Locke to be specific, and captain of the game, Salman Murat. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon, Damien. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute...
How are you guys doing?
Oh, no, we are fantastic here. Really looking forward to having you guys in town playing such an incredible game. Tell us a bit about the vibe of playing in Gqeberha. I mean, I've attended quite a few games as a spectator, but what's that vibe like as a player?
Look, I can tell you this much. We're really excited about coming to town and playing La Rochelle, obviously one of the European giants. For me personally, it's a beautiful stadium to play at. It's a community and a province that loves their rugby and is very passionate about their rugby. And I think the people of Gqeberha will be really hungry for some rugby. So we're really excited, and hopefully we can entertain them and make their time and their money's worth.
We got our fingers crossed for you, man. Tell me, how does the return of Sasha Feinberg, Gomazulu, and Kobus Reinach impact the team?
Immensely. I think, you know, the experience that Kobus brings, you know, he spent a couple of years over in France for Montpellier, so he knows exactly what they will bring, the passion that La Rochelle will bring. And then Sasha, obviously, I think is probably, arguably, in the form of his life. So the pairing of those two will certainly give us a lot of confidence, a lot of experience, and I'm certain they will drive the team.
So tell me, why do you think it's important for listeners as well as their families to attend this game and make sure that they book their seats?
I think it's important because us as the Stormers, we really regard the Eastern Cape personally to me, as the home of rugby. For me, that's personally where rugby started. It's a lot of our people that have moved up there. It's a lot of our people that are from there. We've got a couple of players from PE. For us, it's quite personal that we are going to PE, and it's quite exciting. So we hope the fans, they've got that personal connection with the Stormers as well. So we're really, really urging each and everyone to come out. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Like I said earlier, we're playing the European Giants, so it's going to be a massive game. And I can guarantee you it's not a game that you want to miss. And, of course, everyone's favorite, Sasha, will be playing. So why would you want to miss?
Now, looking to the game on Saturday, how do you as a team expect the intensity of the game to be like against the two-time champions?
Like I mentioned, they are a massive team. Massive set piece, big boys, big forwards. So their scrum and their line-out, what they mold, will be a big part of their game. I think it will be very, very tight. It will be a tightly contested game. They'll be really physical, so we'll have to man up and muscle up to them. And then the game of rugby is played, it's the game of territory. So hopefully we can play on the right side of the field and force them to exit and play to our end.
So we know you guys are going up against quite a giant of a team, but for you personally, how does it feel to play in the biggest club rugby league in the world?
It's obviously a massive privilege. I think growing up and seeing the Stormers, you always thought your goal was always to play in the Super Rugby, and then obviously we moved from Super Rugby to URC, and then we got introduced to the biggest competition in the world, which is the Champions Cup. I don't think many of us would have thought or dreamed of playing in the Champions Cup. So it's a massive privilege and honor to be part of this prestigious competition.
Salman, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck for Saturday. We're going to be screaming, but I'm sure you're going to hear us screaming for you.
Thank you so much, Damon. I really appreciate it. And once again, to the people of Gqeberha, please come out. It'll be lovely to see you all there.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.